AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The date has been set. The White House says President Biden will take part in a virtual summit with China's Xi Jinping Monday night. Since the president took office, the U.S. relationship with China has been rocky. The White House is setting low expectations and doesn't expect any major announcements from the summit. President Biden picked an old hand to run the Food and Drug Administration. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president's nominating Dr. Robert Califf for FDA commissioner, a post he held in the Obama administration's final year. The agency's been without a permanent chief for months. The president says it's mission critical to have a steady hand guiding the FDA as it deals with COVID-19 vaccine authorization and other issues, noting Califf is a leading clinical trial specialist. But his first stint at the FDA was dominated by controversies including surging opioid addiction. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says Califf's nomination is an insult to families in his state whose lives have been ravaged by addiction and says he will not vote for Califf. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN climate summit is wrapping up in Scotland. Chair Alok Sharma says it's time to make decisions.
This is our time to deliver on the high ambition set by our leaders at the start.
The Kremlin has rebuffed allegations a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine reflects Moscow's aggressive intentions. China is temporarily withdrawing non-essential staff from its embassy in Haiti. The move comes in response to a spike in gang-related violence in Haiti and a severe lack of fuel that has affected hospitals, schools, and banks. The president of the University of Chicago is urging city officials and police to treat Chicago's rising violence as a public health crisis following the shooting death of a Chinese student during an armed robbery near campus. No arrests have been made on Chicago's South Side. This is AP News. A judge in Los Angeles holds a hearing today that could end Britney Spears' conservatorship. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Brenda Perry could decide whether Britney Spears should be able to make financial and personal decisions herself after having conservators decide for more than a decade. The conservatorship was put in place after Spears had some high-profile mental health struggles. If the judge approves ending it, Spears would start a plan with therapists to make the transition that could last months. Spears' father, James Spears, had been her conservator for much of the time. Her lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, plans to investigate James Spears even if the conservatorship is dissolved. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Members of the union that represents about 200 workers at Boston's Museum of Fine Arts have voted to hold a one-day strike Wednesday over stalled contract negotiations with management. Workers are concerned about pay, safety, and workplace diversity. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.